Good morning, everybody. Marcus Padley from the Marcus Today newsletter, of course, coming to you with our pre-market podcast. This is general advice only. Do not think for a moment it is suited to your personal financial circumstances. If you want that sort of advice, go and see a financial planner or give me an email and I'll set you up with one. Right, Wall Street obviously closed last night. By the way, it is the 6th of September, Tuesday. Wall Street closed last night. SPY futures this morning up 8 points. We are quietly weathering this European energy storm, which has taken almost all the headlines overnight. The benchmark LNG price in Europe was at one point up 35% overnight, but fell all day and ended up closing up 17%. European bond yields rose as European government risk rises. The ECB meets on Thursday. They're expected to raise interest rates 75 basis points. You raise interest rates, get on top of inflation. I'm not sure raising interest rates is going to make the blindest bit of difference to inflation and energy prices in Europe, which of course are ramping up after Russia's Gazprom state-owned utility shut the Nord Stream 1 pipeline at the weekend, or rather didn't open it, because of a oil leak in a vital turbine. A lot of industries in Europe are already shutting back production, particularly the ones that are very energy dependent, like aluminium and fertilizer. But every industry is seeing rising energy prices, which crimps economic growth, and raising interest rates is certainly not going to help. Anyway, ECB meets on Thursday. Overnight, unhelpfully, Morgan Stanley published a bear case prediction that the MSCI Europe Index, MSCI, by the way, stands for Morgan Stanley Capital Index, which are the benchmarks used globally for or by fund managers. They predicted the MSCI Europe could fall 19% with a severe recession in Europe spilling over to the global economy. That is their bear case prediction, of course. With US markets shut, we're left to talk about the European markets. Germany down 2.22%. The oil price, by the way, was up almost 3% overnight. Brent up 2.9%. And on the back of rising oil prices, the car manufacturers have been going down in Europe overnight. Renault down 5.5%, Volkswagen down 3.7%, BMW down 3.6%. Porsche down 4.6%. The other stocks going down in Europe were the utility stocks, in particular Uniper, which is the big German utility that needs a bailout. They were down 11%. That stock is down 88% this year. And in other markets, France was down 1.2%. UK was up 0.09%. Liz Truss has become the new PM and promised some tax cuts. Italy was down 2%, Stoxx 600 down 0.6%, euro at 20-year low. The German market being down 2.2% was actually a little bit better than expected. When we went to bed last night, the DAX futures, the DAX is the German index, the DAX futures were down 3.4%. So Germany a little bit better than we had expected. Helping the oil price rise a bit overnight was OPEC, which had a meeting and agreed a small 100,000 barrel per day production cut in October. In slightly better news, the iron ore price was up 3.3% overnight, having dropped 9% in the last 2 days. BHP and Rio up 0.91% and 0.68% in the UK. Resources had a pretty good bounce on our market yesterday. But if you look at all the charts in the pre-market section today, copper price, nickel price, iron ore price, they're all still going down, and we await the next resources sector pivot point. Aussie dollar up a touch, 67.98. Bond markets closed in the US. Gold futures closed in the US as well. Lots of headlines overnight related to the energy crisis. They include EU races to shield industry as Russia gas stoppage shakes markets. EU gas price rockets after Russia holds Nord Stream flows. Oil up nearly 3% as OPEC Plus agrees small oil production cut. Energy-dependent industries scale back production. Biden determined to lower energy prices. German utility Uniper strikes fresh LNG deal with Woodside to cut reliance on Russia. Germany keeps two nuclear reactors on standby to weather gas crisis. EU chief wants to cap price of Russian pipeline gas. France, Germany to provide each other with gas electricity to weather crisis. Russian politicians heap scorn on Britain's next prime minister. They don't like Liz Truss by the looks of it. EU ministers to meet on September 9 to look at options including price caps and credit lines. It's all about energy. Few other headlines. Portugal approves $2.4 billion in new inflation aid for families. Tropical storm K strengthens to hurricane in Mexico. UK may need fast and forceful rate rises, says Bank of England. UK economy slides into contraction in August, PMI suggests. Volkswagen to launch Porsche's IPO. Germany heading for recession despite new relief plan. Europe heading for recession as cost of living crisis deepens. And Instagram fined $400 million over children's data. That's about that. Coming up, we have, of course, the RBA meeting today. 87% chance of a 50 basis point rate rise. Second quarter GDP number in Australia tomorrow. European Central Bank meeting on Thursday. The main release coming up is the US CPI number next week on September the 12th. We're into the AGM season here. Woolworths today and Incitec Pivot might tell us about how fertilizer prices are going. Metcash tomorrow. Ex-dividends today, CSL, Sonic Healthcare, Origin, Northern Star, BlueScope Steel, NIC and SUL. It's just some of them. I'll be on the radio with Virginia Trioli as usual at 10:25 a.m. on 774. That's about that. Let's see what the RBA do today. You have a fabulous morning. We'll be back with the morning meeting podcast later today and the end of day podcast after the market close.